Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on Iqtisad. Iqtisad means moderation. So, Babun fil Iqtisadi fil Ibadah. The chapter on moderation in Ibadah. And here again we explain that a person doesn't go into any extremes. Deen, our deen is so beautiful. It wants a person that to live a life that is good for him, that is beneficial for him, that will allow him to reach his goal and reach his direction. So deen has made those things that are good for us, deen has allowed it, and that was allowed in within certain proportions. Because a person goes into any extreme, anything good for that matter, a person takes it to an extreme, it will be harmful. Even in this world also, a person has something, for example, a person has a glass of juice. The juice may be beneficial for him in certain quantities. Half a glass gives him enough energy, gives him enough strength, gives him enough nourishment. But now that same juice, that fruit juice, what he does, he decides to have extreme. Let me have 10 glasses one time. Now that nourishment and everything now goes away. Now suddenly a person is getting affected with glucose. Glucose levels are shooting up. Other levels are shooting up in his body. Why? The body can't handle so much. So everything in its due proportion, there is beauty in it. And in excess proportion, then it looks untidy. Take a person's hair. If his hair is in nice proportion, he looks neat. But let his hair grow now suddenly and he starts growing down. Growing untidy over his eyes and over his ears and right down his hair is growing like that. It looks untidy. It looks, doesn't look neat. Similarly with his nails. If his nails are in proportion, cut properly, it looks neat. Just let it grow wildly. What happens? It starts looking untidy. So like that, just, these are just few examples. So similarly in deen, if it is, everything is done in its proportion, a person is allowed to have some time of light moments with his family. Person is allowed to have some jovial moments, but he decided, now let me extend this and let me make it such that every single minute of the day I'm jovial, I'm laughing, and even in his namaz too he wants to laugh. Even out times when he has to be serious also, he's not serious. Then people won't take this person. They say, this something is not right with this person. He's gone to another extreme. Even in a janazah he's there and he's laughing and he's joking at a time when a person is supposed to be serious. So our deen teaches us that we are everything in moderation. Person is happy also in moderation. In his sadness, in sad moments, Allah Ta'ala make it such, it is a sad moment, some loss of life, property. That also in moderation, he doesn't go into any extreme. It's an opportunity or occasion of assisting somebody. He assists somebody, and it's an occasion of sympathizing. He sympathizes with somebody. So he's not in any one extreme. Person is in moderation. So this moderation is something that is very important in our deen. Anyway, today's hadith, Wahab ibn Abdullah radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he joined Salman and Hazrat Abu Darda radiyallahu anhu in brotherhood. What had happened when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Medina Sharif? You know the muhajirin, they came with nothing, literally nothing. They left their houses, they left their properties, they left whatever they had in Makkah Sharif and they came here to Medina Sharif. So what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did was something that history has never seen. History, the world, the history of the world has never seen what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had done. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam paired up one muhajir with one ansar. That you came from Makkah Sharif, these are the local people of Medina Sharif. He paired them up, you all are brothers. They are not blood brothers, but they are now brothers that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made as though they were brothers now. They were joined by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is known as mu'akhat, that I made you this person's brother. How? Because this was done by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to pair them up, to make two like as though they are brothers. So anyway, these two were brothers, Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu and Hazrat Salman radiallahu anhu. One day Hazrat Salman radiallahu anhu went to visit Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu and saw Ummu Darda radiallahu anhu poorly dressed. Hazrat Salman radiallahu anhu went to the house of Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu and he saw that his wife was very, very shabbily dressed. Not dressing that was rude or how our dressing is, how our ladies dress today, no. But very, very shabbily dressed, very poorly dressed. That is how her dressing was. So he asked her, what is the matter with you? She replied, your brother Abu Darda has no inclination to this world at all. So she explained that your brother Abu Darda has absolutely no inclination to this world. Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu then came, prepared food for Salman radiallahu anhu and said to him, you may eat for I am fasting. So now what had happened, Allah Ta'ala made it such that Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu was a little bit on the extreme here, so that we could learn, for it was actually for us to learn that what is the middle path for deen. So one side he's seeing that Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu's wife is wearing very, very, very old clothes, very shabby clothes, very poor clothes. And on the other side now he had come, he prepared food for the Salman radiallahu anhu, and he said, no, I'm not eating, I'm fasting. So he wasn't even eating, he was very, very poor, as though he was completely disinclined from this world. I'm not even eating, I'm fasting. Hazrat Salman radiallahu anhu said, now Hazrat Salman radiallahu anhu wanted to teach him what is deen, what is the middle path. So Hazrat Salman radiallahu anhu said, I will not eat until you join me. I'm your brother, I will not eat, the food is here. You are not fasting, you are fasting, you are not eating. I'm not going to eat until you eat with me. Now we know the masla, when it's a nafil fast, then the host, he can break his fast and make qaza later to honor the guest. Or sometimes a person is a guest at the house and the person now doesn't want, or the guest is feeling sad. Now this person did prepared so much and he made so much effort for me to eat here. If I don't eat, he'll feel bad. And if it's a nafil fast, then Shariat, in consideration of this person, allows this person to break his fast. So yeah, this was a nafil fast. Therefore, Hazrat Salman radiallahu anhu told him, I'm not going to eat until you eat. So Hazrat Salman radiallahu anhu, so Hazrat Salman radiallahu anhu ate with him. Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu ate with Hazrat Salman radiallahu anhu. When the night came, Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu stood up to offer salah, and Salman radiallahu anhu said to him, go to sleep. So he went back to sleep. Now look at Sahaba, they didn't argue. When somebody is correcting me and telling me something, I'll accept it and I'll listen for it. I listen to what he's saying, and we can always check it up with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So as soon as the night came, he stood up in salah, and Hazrat Salman radiallahu anhu told him, go to sleep. So he went to sleep. He then awoke to offer salah, and Hazrat Salman radiallahu anhu told him, go back to sleep. He then awoke again to offer salah. Hazrat Salman radiallahu anhu said, to go to sleep. In the last portion of the night, Salman radiallahu anhu said to him, you may awake now. They then offered salah together, and Salman radiallahu anhu said to him, your Allah has a right over you. Innali Rabbika alayka haqq, wa li jasadika alayka haqq, wa li ahlika alayka haqqa, fa'a'ti kulladhi haqqin haqqa. So what he told him? He said, innali Rabbika alayka haqqa, wa innali nafsika alayka haqqa, wa li ahlika alayka haqqa, fa'a'ti kulladhi haqqin haqqa. How beautiful. He said that your Allah has a right over you. Yourself has a right over you. Your family also has a right over you. So give everyone their due right. Give everyone their due right. So this is what he told to him. Now look at the beauty of Hazrat Salman radiallahu anhu, and also Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, that he accepted what his brother was telling. But Hazrat Salman radiallahu anhu then goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu then went, Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu then went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and related to him that it had happened. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hazrat Salman radiallahu anhu spoke the truth. Now he listened to him the whole night. He's telling him, don't perform salah, go sleep. He went and slept, no problem. He told him that you must eat at that time, but in other, at that time break your fast. He broke his fast. So he was teaching him the middle part and explaining to him. He didn't argue, he didn't fight. He went the next morning and just checked up with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is this thing right? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, Hazrat Salman radiallahu anhu spoke the truth. May Allah Ta'ala give us also the tawfiq of fulfilling the rights of everyone, fulfilling the rights of the wife, fulfilling the rights of the body. What a beautiful thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, that your family has a right over you, your soul has a right over you, your Allah has a right over you. And yeah, your soul, meaning your soul, your body, in that also has a right over you. Don't neglect it. Sometimes a person going in one extreme, he neglects even his own health. This is also an amanat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This body, this soul, that we got to look after it. If we don't look after it, then it will suffer. So this is also an amanat that we have to take care of. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين